Espiritu na may kapal na sa atin upang hatidan ang mga luha ng araw.
Be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory be to the Lord.
A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony to testify to the light, so that all may believe through him. He was not the night, but came to testify to the light. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" He admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you, so we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.' As Isaiah the prophet says," some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then you do baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered, "I baptized with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strip I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
If somebody asks you, "Who are you?" what will you answer? What will you answer? "You are so and so." But John is very special. He said, "I'm the voice of one crying out in the desert." Oh, by the way, the first song some words is wrong. You make a desert, not desert. The highway of the desert, right? But you wrote the highway of the desert. Correct it for next time. So I'm the voice of one crying out in the desert. John has very clean and clear message in his life. He's humble. It doesn't matter to be the follower of Christ. He said, I baptize with water, but the one who comes next will baptize with the Holy Spirit, that's Jesus Christ. They are cousins, but they seldom met. How do John know Jesus? Do you know, when John was still in the womb of Elizabeth, and one day, our Heavenly Mother, Mother Mary, she was also pregnant with the Lord Jesus Christ. They met, and the baby John was leapt with joy, because by that time our Heavenly Mother already fulfilling the desire of God to bring salvation to the world. First of all, bring John a blessing, cleanse his sin. Anybody who do not sin with pure conscience, they will see the Lord. In the Genesis, in the very beginning, Adam and Eve can talk face to face with God the Father. But only after they betrayed the Lord, they lost these insights. John, he got it back through the blessing of Jesus. So all through his life, simple life, but one message, he is one with the Lord, although they did not meet yet. He's proclaiming the good news to all people without knowing the word of God yet. We too, unfortunately, we are all sinners. We do not see the Lord very often, not very clearly. Many times we have doubt, but still we are called to be like John the Baptist, prepare to prepare his way. I remember last year, Bishop John Tong, in the celebration of the feast of Mission Sunday in the football Hong Kong Stadium, Bishop John Tong shared this to thousands of people. He said, he heard one beautiful story about a boy. One day, the family asked the boy to go together to Japan for a holiday. The boy said, no, I will go with Lancy to Sunday Mass. They are not Christians. This Nancy Jie, this one taught him how to pray, brought him every Sunday to masses. And he's so delighted to be in the church. So he chose not to go to Japan. Instead, come to church. It's this Nancy Jie. She's the one prepared the way for the Lord. You see? Simple thing, but big thing also. Jesus needs you. I cannot say preach, but yes, preach with another sense, with your action, with your attitude, to be another Christ. It will touch people. Do you agree? So next time, don't shout back. At times, you suffer. Sure. I suffer too. Remember the third Sunday, which we call Joyful Sunday, and the second reading is the theme of today. Thessalonica, that's your word, eh? Thessalonica, to the Thessalonica says, brothers and sisters, rejoice, always rejoice. Pray without ceasing. In all circumstances, give thanks. For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Rejoice, not because we don't have suffering. Rejoice because we are one with the Lord. You are the living tabernacle. You have Christ in you. Whatever you suffered, Christ suffered together with you. Or in other words, you suffered to share the suffering of Christ. You are one with the Lord. So rejoice, not because you have no cross, but you are one with the Lord, one with the Heavenly Father. In order to have this joy, pray without ceasing. I don't know how much time you pray. You pray, you come to church, right? Do you pray in the morning? Evening? Lunchtime? Other time? No. Yes or no?
Yes.
To the market? Arguing or praying? Even you argue with a prayerful heart. Don't lose your patience. Many times you lose because you lose your patience. Of course, at times you have to fight for justice, of course. But Jesus never loses his patience. Even he kick away the merchants from where they are praying in the Jesus King of the all the merchants from the what you call from the chapel top, what top of the temple. Yes, we don't use this word very often. Not from the church. From temple. He is severe, righteous, but he didn't lose his patience. He didn't lose his patience. He's not impatient, but to tell the people the truth. Prayer is very important. Jesus prayed early in the morning. That means 3 o'clock in the morning, not 9 o'clock in the morning. He prayed. He's one with the Lord, with the God the Father, but he still it's particular time to pray. Do you have a particular time for your prayer? Sure, of course you have, but very little. By the time you pray, half asleep already. Your rosary down to the floor. And you're very satisfied because you did prayer. But that's not a good prayer. Many times I did it the same. I don't want to accuse you, but we are human beings. We understand one another. But don't do that. Give the prime time to the Lord. Prime time to the Lord. Your heart one with the Lord. In all circumstances, give thanks. That's very difficult, eh? You don't give thanks much because if you are rich enough, you don't have to come to Hong Kong to serve. You can enjoy like a queen in Mindanao, in all the city, big city. You have all the servants serving you. You're not happy. You won't give thanks. But don't do that. Whatever God prepared for you is the best for your soul. Maybe not for your body. For your soul. Anything happened, providently is all for the goodness of our soul. Believe in that. With this simplicity of heart, trust in his love. Although we are not like John Baptist with this cleanliness of soul, but still we are called. We are, in a certain sense, our situation is better than John Baptist. He didn't hear much about the Lord Jesus. He's just a passing load. Jesus passing him just baptism and finish. And he go his own way. Jesus on his way. They never met again. John keep his message always truthful to the word of the Lord, although he didn't see him very often. You too. We might not see the Lord. We might not experience so much the warmth of the Lord. But you live, you know that you are. Jesus will never be far from you. This is our peace. Don't get distracted by so many things. I think today, many young people or many adults indulge in the internet at times, and so many distractions and so many temptations over there. Avoid this. Keep your mind straight with the Lord. Prayerful heart always. Remember, we are called to live 7 days a week, 24 hours per day, each minute for the glory of the Lord. We are all called for that. This moment, we can practice that in a better way. I try to preach better, and you try to listen in a better way. This is how we practice moment by moment. Although it's not in the church, things are not in the church, happening in the church, but still we have the heart of Jesus. Listen with patience. His love. Share that. That's the only thing on earth. I remember when I was the day before my ordination, I was a little bit fearful. I don't know what will be the future. Because although I prepared for years for the priesthood, but still on that day, the day before ordination, I was scared. Scrupulous. What happened in the future? One old priest, I was by the time in the cathedral. The priest told me, "Don't worry, Peter. In the future, wherever you go, stay with the group. Love them as they should be loved. Don't choose people to love. Don't choose. Anybody stand by your side is the person that you have to love better. Don't choose the next one, the one good to you, and then you forget and don't see the one next to you. Don't do that. It happened. It helps me a lot. Because at times as a human being, we are choosing these people, this group, this is better group. Oh no, this one, they don't look at me. Okay, forget about it. Even they don't, of course, I tell you, not only here, in all places, there are some people, they take you as transparent. They don't see you. They pass by, and they don't see you. Of course, I'm not that ask people to greet me all the time. But you can see, there's no heart in the people. They don't see you. This for me is a suffering. I don't know you, I don't want you to have to be all the big respect. But yes, a friendly greeting is necessary. But no, I hurt, but I wasn't hurt. Because I thank Jesus. I say, thank you, Jesus. Many times, who greet Jesus? They try to get Cruz to criticize him more than to greet him, right? By his time, we shared. So by the time, nobody appreciates you. You did so much, and nobody care. You say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's important to keep this peace of mind with the Lord. Suffering together with the Lord. But with joy, that's very important. I lay the song, joyful, joyful, I like this song very much. Joyful, joyful. So we must be joyful. But many times you are telling yourself, why I'm so sad and be joyful, I cannot know. The more sadness you have, the more joyful you are because you are more close, you are more like Christ. You're joyful not because you don't have suffering, because you are more Christ-like. That's the point. So from right now on, be joyful because you're Christ. Another phrase, be a living tabernacle. Let Jesus in you. Until next week, keep this Jesus in you. Always share wherever you go. Like our Heavenly Mother. In her, there is the first, she is the first tabernacle, living tabernacle on earth. And she brought Jesus to visit Elizabeth. And John got the grace. You have Jesus, people will have the grace. Do you believe that? So be another little Mary this week. Keep this fervently. Have Jesus in you. Be a living tabernacle.